This is HPR episode 2745 entitled, My YouTube Subscriptions Hash 1, and is part of the series, YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 21 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, part 1 of my list of subscribed channels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And I'm going to come back to YouTube, something that Ken said that he wanted to hear from people about, well, what kind of channels do you like to listen to? And I listen to quite a few, well, listen, watch, really, because it's video. And, you know, the thing is, I have a television, I have a TiVo, and they've frequently will go 3-4 weeks without even being turned on because I just don't watch much TV anymore. Almost everything that I do for video entertainment comes from YouTube. And I'm quite happy with that. It gives me what I want. I subscribe to a whole bunch of channels, and we've already talked about what the subscribing process is like. So basically what happens is I subscribe and then I click the bell to get notifications, and the notifications all flow into a particular folder. And then, you know, every day when I get home from work, if I want to relax a little bit, I just open up that folder and see, well, what are the new things that I have? And, you know, I'll watch a video and then delete that notification and then watch the next one. So that's pretty much the way it works for me. So what I want to do at this point is actually talk about the specific channels that I like to take a look at. There's a number of them. In fact, when I first sat down to do this, I took a look and I was subscribed to 145 channels. And I thought, well, that's crazy. I don't really watch that many, do I? And I went through and a number of them were obsolete. So I cleaned up my list a little bit. But I'm going to talk about this. I'll probably do this over several episodes because I don't want to just list the names and then that's it. Tell you a little bit about it. So the first one I'm going to mention is a one called Deep Look, and Deep Look is kind of a look at small scale things, and it says explore big scientific mysteries by going incredibly small. So for instance, they just did one about turret spiders, and you know, nice little 4-minute video. Showing how turret spiders ambush other insects. They did one on sand dollars. It's just, you know, taking a look at the things that you might overlook altogether. Okay, the next one I want to mention is Axonar. This is an interesting one. They started by wanting to do an actual Star Trek episode, kind of a fan-produced episode. And as you might expect, they got eventually a cease and desist kind of thing. And I think what they worked out is, well, you know, you can do something that's like Star Trek, but, you know, you got to stay in your own universe and not do ours. So I'm keeping track. When they initially were going to do another Star Trek, that's what attracted me, because in the Star Trek versus Star Wars debate, I am firmly on the Star Trek side. And someday, if we want to have an argument, we can discuss that further, but I'll just leave that here for now. So I am just subscribed to this. It keeps me up to date on what's going on with them. They are moving forward with trying to do their own videos, and it's an interesting thing to watch. The next one we're going to mention is Lawrence Systems. Tom Lawrence is a friend of mine. He's here in the same part of the country that I'm in. In other words, the Metro Detroit area in Michigan. And you may know Tom as one of the co-hosts of the Sunday Morning Linux Review. And Tom was a fellow that when I was doing the tech programming for PenguinCon, I would always call on him every year to give at least one, if not maybe a couple of talks. And he was always very gracious about agreeing to do that. And he started up his own video channel, and it's really a way of promoting his business as much as anything. And his business is kind of technology. So I enjoy watching his videos. In particular, I love the ones where he'll show you an installation that he's doing. You know, he'll go into a company. Now, he obviously has to get permission from his customer first to do something like that. So sometimes it's like, yeah, this is really interesting, but I didn't have permission to film it, so you're not going to see it. But the fun ones are when he does have that permission, and then you can... you can see exactly what he was doing, and he's very good at what he does. So I think it's, if you're at all interested in the technology business, that was certainly something worth looking at. Then I'm going to mention Rick Beato. Now, Rick is a musician. He's a music producer. I believe he has a studio in the Atlanta area of the United States, Atlanta, Georgia. And he does a lot of things that I find interesting. He has an ongoing series called What Makes This Song Great, where he will take a rock or pop or whatever song and start breaking it down into all of the different pieces. You know, what's the lead guitar doing? What's the bass doing? What's the drummer doing? And, you know, why is that contributing to making a song great? So, you know, he's looked at, you know, The Police, Steely Dan, you know, Yes, all kinds of bands. Lately, he's been doing some, you know, what are the, you know, top 20 greatest keyboard sounds, top 20 greatest bass sounds, and so on. So, you know, if you're into music, it's something you might find interesting. Next, I want to talk about Walter's World, okay? And that is a gentleman named Mark Walters, and he and his family, wife and two young boys, they just do traveling all over the world, and wherever he goes, he will do, you know, do some videos about, you know, what are the five things you want to do if you ever go to Prague, or, you know, what are the six things you should never do if you go to Ireland, and, you know, what have you. So do's, don'ts, tips, tricks. And yeah, I'm sort of, I like this because, you know, as I'm approaching retirement, one of my plans, if everything works out well, I'm hoping it does, is that my wife and I get to do a little more traveling. In fact, we've already planned a trip next year that's going to take us into Germany. So that's going to be fun. And now the next one, and I'm just reading down my list in case you hadn't figured that out, is something called the Fab Four Archivist. Now, I happen to be a huge Beatles fan, so you know, I've got a number of things in here that are Beatles fan related. So, for instance, they just released one about the missing verse from George Harrison's song Piggies. You know, there was another verse. It didn't make it to the White Album, but, you know, what's that all about? They did a thing on the Escher demos for the White Album. The White Album, of course, is in the news, was in the news this past year because they did a massive box set release. They did a show. There was a something attributed to John Lennon, which he never said. And it was supposedly that he said Ringo isn't even the best drummer in the Beatles, because someone asked him if Ringo was the best drummer in rock. And no, he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. He never said that. So, in fact, some comedian did it as a joke, and, you know, it got passed around. Okay, next is Fraser Cain. Now, Fraser Cain is kind of an amateur astronomer. I also listen to a podcast of his called Weekly Space Hangout, and another one he does with Dr. Pamela Gay called Astronomy Today. And he has these video series that he does. And so he'll be looking. He just did a show on the fact that fast radio bursts are being discovered, and they just found another one that's a repeater, which is very rare. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that I enjoy. So, you know, Fraser Cain is a good one. And then there's a fellow named Isaac Arthur, and his channel is called Science and Futurism with Isaac Arthur. Puts out a weekly video that's about half an hour long on various far-out topics. You know, he might talk about, you know, engineering on a solar system-wide scale or even a galaxy-wide scale. He did a show recently, Subterranean Civilizations, did one on making suns, interesting. Stuff on alien civilizations, massive engineering projects, what have you. And it's always interesting, and you might not agree with him on any. I don't agree with him all the time, but it always makes me stop and think, you know, is what he says even plausible? Now, another thing, and I think I may have mentioned this previously, is that my wife and I have been thinking, as part of our retirement plans, about getting an RV. Right now, we're going through a massive cold snap here in Michigan. And it reminds me of why I don't want to spend winters up north anymore. So the idea was we'd get an RV and then, you know, go south for the winter. So I subscribe to a bunch of different channels about RVs. You know, you'll hear so many of them that you're probably going to want to tune some of that out. This one is called Creativity RV. It's a woman who is sort of a solo camper. And so a lot of how-to stuff in what she does. You know, some RV channels, it's more like a travel log. Hers is more like, here's how I do this, here's how I do that. So, something to look at there. And then another RV one. Got a bunch of them in a row here. Driving and Vibing. It's a young couple. And they did an interesting series of videos recently about they had bought an old Airstream and gutted it and rebuilt it from the ground up. It was very interesting to see how they did all of that. And there's another one called Hebert's Travels. This is another couple. A lot of these RV things are couples. And, you know, this is a little more of a travelogue, you know, mixture of travelogue and how-to stuff. They were involved in a project called RV Nomads, the movie, which I backed as a Kickstarter. And so I should be getting my DVD pretty soon, all about RV lifestyle. And then there's one called RV Roof Install. It's just, it's a tiny little channel. I just hung on to it because, you know, one of the things you really have to be careful about in RVs is your roof, because if you get a leak, you get water inside. You know, water is the biggest single cause of damage to homes, RVs, you name it. Water is what you got to worry about. Another channel, enjoythejourney.life. And this is, again, it's a couple who, you know, this is a little more of a travelogue kind of thing. And one that I enjoy. And then there's one called Geeks on Tour. And I don't know if I'll stick with this one or not. It was basically about technology that you can use when you're on the road, but it's really aimed at a kind of a simplistic level, so I think I may drop that one. Then, History with Hilbert. Another direction entirely. This is a fellow who is in university right now and does these videos about history, and mostly, I'd say the vast majority of it is Northern European. I think he's partly Dutch, partly English. And most of his videos will deal with that Northern European, you know, Viking, Germanic, Saxon, what have you. And usually about, you know, 10 to 15 minute videos that are fun. Then Keep Your Daydream. This is another RV thing. It's a couple, you know, travelogue plus, you know, some how-to. And most of these channels are fairly similar. As is the next one, which is called Living Free Forever. Slightly older couple. You know, I think these channels all start to sound like the same description after a while. Now, the next one is called Mike Lux Media. Mike Lux is, in the U.S. context, what you would call kind of a left-wing Democrat. So he's probably not hardcore socialist, but fairly liberal in the sense that Americans use the word liberal, which is completely different from the rest of the world. And I'm aware of that fact. But anyway, that happens to match my politics reasonably well, so I like his. And his are usually short, like two-minute little things. He did a thing, we had a recent thing about whether or not Nancy Pelosi would get reelected by the caucus as a Speaker of the House. So he did a video called The Game of Speaker's Chair, which is a play on Game of Thrones applied to our little political thing. Then another RV channel called RV Love with Mark and Julie Bennett. Then another diversion into a completely different field, something called Shadiversity. And I think it's called that because the guy's name is Shad, and he is really into medieval Europe, warfare, arms, castles, what have you. So he'll do stuff. He will analyze castles, sometimes from video games, and just, you know, would this make sense? Would it actually provide good defense? And if not, what's wrong with it? Or, you know, what is the best weapon? And I think, generally speaking, you know, his favorite is the sword, but, you know, you could, if you're into that sort of thing, you could watch the video. Then there's one called the Fit RV. And, you know, that a lot of it is just about RV stuff, but also there's some fitness stuff that gets rolled into that. And one of the things I'm concerned with, as you probably know if you listen to my health series, is staying fit and exercising and stuff like that. This is something I need to be concerned about as we look at getting into an RV and hitting the road. And then another RV one is called The More We Explore. A younger couple, and I really enjoy that. They've got an Airstream, and they've been traveling around doing things. And then there's one called All About RVs. Now, this is a video channel done by a dealer. And so what they're doing is they're showing different RVs, taking you through. And so these are anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes long, basically trying to sell you on how wonderful this particular RV is. And there's a few of those that I subscribe to. So this is one of them. And I think looking at that, this is, we've gotten up to about the 20-minute mark, more or less. Good time to cut that off. So this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.